Blog Talk Radio.
Another one.
We the best music.
Music.
Major key. DJ Khaled.
Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours. And it's because I'm off of CC. And I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this dick ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that'll cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on 99. Yo, pussy on agua. And yo, stomach on flat. And yo, ass on what's that? And yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I would never go and chat, what we talking about? You the only one I know could fit it all in a. Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free. I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You know what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to
fuck? Another one.
They don't want me to have another anthem. So I made sure I got another anthem. Sweet the best over yo. Summer's ours. It always has been. Don't ever play yourself. One time for Future the Prince. One time for 40. One time for Drake. Yeah, another one. Bless up.
Greetings, my loved ones. Welcome to Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio. Welcome to my show, The Tantric Goddess with Goddess Shellian. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in because today is going to be very special. My name is Goddess Shellian. I often go by the name Goddess in my publications because of its power and its spirituality. By tapping into this energy, I'm able to dive into my goddess powers as well as the goddess powers of others to create stories about mythology as it relates to the deities, astrology, and events past and present. So let me tell you a little bit about what a goddess is. A goddess is a female deity, one with special talents and powers. Powers she knows she has and powers unbeknownst to her. The goddess is a woman who is adored, especially for her beauty and the gifts she bestows upon others. Okay? Long ago, in ancient times, there lived gods and goddesses. They were the rulers of the land. Agriculture and the more powerful ones ruled the sun, the moon, the sky, wealth, love, and the list goes on. These entities were mostly immortal, which means their souls could never die. they all had governance over a certain power or skill, something they gained by birth or something that was inherited by good deeds and placed upon them by even more powerful gods. In mythology, a lot of these immortal souls were placed in the sky when their physical being was no longer in existence. They were placed as clouds, stars, comets, and even asteroids. Millions of asteroids exist in a universe. Asteroids begin forming as rocky debris 4.6 billion years ago during the formation of our solar system, which is inside the Milky Way galaxy. Our solar system, which includes Mercury, Jupiter, Neptune, Uranus, Mars, Saturn, Venus, and of course Pluto, all revolve around the sun, which means they are powered by the sun. Planet Earth, on the other hand, remains on the moon's rocky axis, which means we as beings are affected by the full moon, as well as the moon cycles, the several cycles of the moon. All the planets and asteroids have a sacred meaning. They all have something to stand for. As the planets revolve around the sun, they are creating transits, certain points within our solar system that display the planet's specific meanings. They conjoin, stage opposite, and square off with each other to produce certain events. These rocky debris called asteroids are also planets, and the big ones are planetoids, which means there are rich surfaces within the asteroids that allow life forms of some. A lot of asteroids were given a number and named after many goddesses and gods after these rocks were being discovered. Medusa asteroid is number 149 and was discovered on September 21st, 1875. There are several gods and goddesses to speak on, as they all have different mystical powers. But today, I chose to speak about the tantric goddess Medusa. So, with that said, before we get into the story, we are going to take a little break and come back with the story of goddess Medusa. Then we will take some questions from our callers. You are listening to The Tantric Goddess with Goddess Shellian, only on Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand. She love bitches undercover. I'm an Athens city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit.
Brains at the coop. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute.
Ice.
Fuck her on that yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict for the lifestyle and the paddock. Daddy, have you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket.
Drippin'.
We got more stress than the rough and foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm trying to help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie.
Hey.
I'm more like Gaddafi, I'm not no Gandhi.
Hey.
I'm more like I'm David Goliath running.
Hey.
Niggas be cloning, I find it funny.
Clone.
We finna know, straight out of the dungeon.
Hey.
I go in
300 miles, she costing me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Me mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, flood the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an Athens city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. Can we out in these streets? Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Take that G-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like TikTok. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
Okay. We are back. Okay. Okay, everyone. Welcome back to the show. You are now listening to the Goddess, Tantra Goddess with Goddess Alien, only on Diversity of the Mind, the Blazing Heat Radio. We're picking right back up where we left off. Okay. The asteroid named after Medusa was discovered in 1875. Sorry about that, guys. We're live. I had a really small interruption. I'm sorry about that. Okay, yeah. So the asteroid named after Medusa was discovered in 1875 by Henry Perrotin. It takes asteroid Medusa approximately 3.5 years to transit the sun, to revolve around the whole sun. Like it basically goes through every zodiac sign, you know, when it transits. And the zodiac sign, I know when you see like an image of the zodiac sign, like a lot of times it has a depiction of the sun in the middle of it, is because all these planets, they revolve around the sun. So aside from asteroid Medusa, the goddess Medusa represents sexuality, vanity, overconfidence, downfalls, hindrances, and hiding out. The placement of asteroid Medusa can show where we can pay the ultimate price for things beyond our control. During the transits of asteroid Medusa, it creates coldness, obstacles, and hiding away to regain wisdom. It uncovers our own truth, no matter how bitter. The truth is needed to gain the ultimate victory in all of our endeavors. In mythology, there is more than one story about the goddess Medusa, and this is the story of her life. Medusa was the most gorgeous of three beautiful sisters. She was the priestess of goddess Athena, an immortal goddess of wisdom and war. Medusa prided herself in celibacy as she held on to her virginity. One day, while working in Athena's temple, Medusa caught the eye of Poseidon, and to her dismay, he violated her and took advantage of her. Medusa eventually gave in to the temptation, and she became pregnant with Poseidon's children. After the unwarranted encounter, soon after, Medusa will become the victim of the vicious wrath of Athena. Athena was vengeful towards Medusa because Medusa's beauty caught the eye of an immortal god, and Medusa became pregnant in Athena's temple, which was of ultimate sin. Athena exacted revenge and turned Medusa's once shiny hair into venomous snakes. She also made Medusa's once seductive glance turn men into stone, literally, when she looked at them. Athena punished Medusa for being beautiful, feminine, and attracting the stares of men. This period marked a time when men separated from women, as they thought all females were seen as evil forces. Medusa was cursed, and because she was cursed, she became very isolated. She was now a monster in her own eyes, and she couldn't bear to look at her once beautiful face. Athena, however, was not done with Medusa. She concluded with offing Medusa's head. Medusa still gave birth to two children, Chrysaor and Pegasus, and even though Medusa was a mortal, her blood was a potent elixir in regenerating the living as well as resurrecting the dead. In all of her victory, Athena carried Medusa's head with snakes awake and hissing in glory. Asteroid Medusa is currently transiting the sign of Cancer and is making several transits to several different planets. Okay, guys, we're going to take another small break and come back with some questions from our callers, if there are any. So if you would like to call into the show, please call in now to 319-527-6171. Again, you are listening to Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio, the Satantric Goddess with Goddess Shellian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Travis Scott, Tucker, baby. Yeah. I'm on four. I call your whore. Just a fucking short. I just went got my door. Pulling up and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, then I roll up. Then I'm calling your whore.
I'm fucking this cash on my celibate. I'm packing it.
You are listening to the Tantric Goddess with Goddess Shellian on Diversity of the Mind's Blazing Heat Radio. Okay, right now we are going to take a caller. The last four digits of the caller is 1858. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hey. Let me see. Let me make sure I can hear you right. Let me see if I can hear everything you're saying, caller. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Okay, caller, what is your question?
Okay, I have a question about Mars retrograde that we're in right now. I just want to know, how do you... what does Mars represent, and how do you think that, you know, as a collective, we all should be acting during Mars retrograde?
Okay. I am glad you answered. I'm glad you called in with this particular question. Mars,
yes.
The planet Mars, just like I spoke within the show, you know, that all these planets have a specific meaning, you know. They all stand for something. And the major standing of these planets never change. So when they conjoin and they combine with the other planets, it only intensifies what they actually mean. So Mars is a planet of action. It's action, it's energy. If you picture Mars, you picture someone sweating, running. Mars is very sexual. It also represents the kundalini in us. Mars is everything that's energy. Driving a fast sports car, race, sexual, tantric. Mars is everything when it comes to energy. Mars is not laziness. It's the exact opposite. So with Mars retrograde, when you have something like Mars retrograde, which is also in retrograde with a whole bunch of other planets, this is just saying that the energy is going to be the energy is exacted inside of you. Like, instead of you putting it out into the world, which you should always put your energy out into the world, but this is energy that's within you. Like, you shouldn't be complacent, you know. You should keep moving. You should within yourself, within your own realm of everything that you're doing. So when Mars goes back direct, all of that energy that you put within yourself and your other daily activities can be exacted out into the world, into your projects, into your work, into everything that you have going on. Mars is all mm-hmm. about collective energy and individual energy. Do you have another question,
okay. Carla? No, that's all I want to know. That's all I want to ask. And you gave me a really good answer for that. Because I've been noticing a lot of different energy and different things going on with myself since we went into Mars retrograde. So I just wanted to see what your point of view was.
Can you explain to the listeners some of the things that you noticed with the Mars retrograde?
Yes, like the first day of it, actually, I almost got to, I never have any, like, I don't know what to say, like, action. I don't really have an action-packed type of life. It's pretty much calm and peaceful. I really don't have that much going on. So the first day, I almost got into, like, a bad car wreck with an 18-wheeler. And then I went to work.
Oh, my God.
And somebody started fighting at work. So I'm like, what's going on? And then that's when somebody had told me, actually, on Instagram that it was Mars retrograde and stuff. And to try not to be,
yeah.
I found myself being more argumentative, getting almost going to get into arguments with people. There's more confrontation, more, a lot going on.
Yeah, so now that you said that, so now that you tell me that you had those confrontations and you've had that scare with that wreck, that means that
mm-hmm.
with the retrograde, you're not being as active as you should be. So even
mm-hmm.
getting up and taking a jog around the neighborhood, you know, or doing some exercise, you know, around the house, because it's so much pent up energy that has to
yes.
come out somewhere. So like you said,
you were
being argumentative with people, so it has to come out some kind of way. It has to come out. I mean, you can even sing in the shower. Like you can't be complacent. You can't be complacent with that type of energy. It's gonna exact its revenge on something. So yeah, so just
mm-hmm.
maybe exercise, you know, do some meditation work. Whatever you do when Mars is in retrograde, make sure you stay active. So when it goes back
mm-hmm.
direct, you can put those actions out into your work, into everything else that's going on in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
caller. Thank you. That was really, really good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. I think we have another caller. Caller ending in digits 8002. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Yes.
My question was, the Mars retrograde, will it be intense for all the zodiac signs or certain zodiac signs?
When we have a universal transit, this is for all of us. Now, some of us is going to hit us hard. Some of us is going to hit us harder because there's some houses and there's some of us with Mars on our rising, so to speak, you know, like me, I have Leo rising. I have Leo rising. So some people, I have Leo rising, but the sun is on my Leo. Let's put it that way. Some people may have a Leo rising, but Mars is on their sun. So any person that has a rising sun in the house of Mars is going to be affected by a Mars retrograde even more, but it affects us all. Any universal transit and retrograde that we're going through, it affects us. So it may not affect you as much as it does another person. With that, you have to get a personal chart to figure out where your placements are. But as far as like a normal like just like the last caller says, you know, I'm not sure where her Mars placement is in her chart. I know for me, my Mars placement is in my 12th house, and in my 12th house is my Cancer. It's Cancer on my 12th house, and in my 12th house is in Mars. So for me, it's going to be those type of things that where I have to put my energy at, like, you know, the denotes of what a Cancer means, like caring and loving and, you know, try to be there for people, because that's what Cancers do. They're very nurturing. So my Mars retrograde is going to happen for me in those areas. You know, I have to watch what I have to be nicer than what I normally am. So just say, for instance, that your Mars is in maybe your second house, which is your house of money, which is everybody's second house is a house of money. So say it's in your second house, your house of money, and your second house happens to be in a sign like, let's just say Leo, for example. So not only is Mars gonna be dealing with your finances, it's also gonna be dealing with those Leo type of traits, you know, like the strength, you know, the power that you possess, you know, what you put out into the world, how people view you, and those type of things like that. So anywhere that those Mars placements are, that's where the energy is going to be needed, and that's also where you're going to have to, you know, kind of like bring the energy back into yourself when it comes to the sign that it's in. But as far as a universal transit, which is what we're going through right now, with all these, pretty much all of the planets are in retrograde. They're getting ready to go back direct, actually, like within the coming weeks or whatever. This September, I believe in September, they're all going to be going back direct. But pretty much when a planet like Mars is in retrograde and all the other planets are in retrograde, it's a universal transit and we all feel it. So that's why you see, like, on the news, like, a lot of people doing a lot of crazy stuff, and you see a lot of people getting into fights and, you know, people having outbursts with people who they normally wouldn't have outbursts with, and just people just being just real kind of like, you know, mean to a certain extent, because just like I was telling the last caller, this energy has to be let go some kind of way, you know. You have to run it off. You have to sing it off. You have to sex it off, whatever the case may be. You know, even if you just put on some boxing gloves and box one of those little those damn boxing mats, whatever, box something off. Like, this energy has to come off. And it's the type of energy, like I said, it's a sweating type of energy that has to come off. So if it doesn't come off, it's going to come off in ways that you least expect it. So, yes, caller, it okay. Is it is for all of us, yeah.
And how long is it going to be in retrograde?
Mars usually takes about 2 months. I think, yeah, around 2 months to transit the sun. So, yeah, maybe about 2 months. Like I said, a lot of these planets are going to start going direct. That's what they call it. After it comes from being in retrograde, they call the action after that station direct. That means it's going to go direct. You know, that means it's not going to be such – I mean, it's still going to – Mars is going to be Mars. You know, Mars is energy. Mars is war. Mars is love. Mars is sex. Mars is fighting. Mars is, you know, Mars is hopscotching. You know, anything that has to do with energy is Mars. So instead of it being directed into us, after this month, and I could actually tell you – I can't tell you exactly when that time is, but I do believe this month Mars will go back – station direct, and then that's when it's going to be more on the universal side, and it's not going to attack us more personally, you know, like within our daily lives, you know. But yeah, once it goes back universal, we'll see those different tones play out on TV. We'll see it play out on the news. We'll see it play out with whatever's going on in the world, you know, because Mars is going to be Mars. It's never going to stop being energetic. That's just what it does.
Yeah, and I think I'm a Scorpio, and I think, and I could be wrong, but I think my sign is ruled by Mars.
Are you serious?
Is that right? Yeah,
I don't
know. Scorpio.
Okay, you're a Scorpio. No, a Scorpio is actually ruled by Pluto by default. By default, a Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, but it depends on your chart as well. Like, if your chart says that you're ruled – if your chart says that you're ruled by Mars in any specific house, I think if more than one house is ruled by Mars, that means you have Mars tendencies. You know what I'm saying? So whether you get it out in sex, whether you're screaming and arguing with somebody, whether you're exercising, like that means that you would always have to do these things to get this pent-up energy from inside of you, if that's the case.
Yeah, and I ride a bike. I exercise a lot, and I ride a bike.
Okay, so that's probably yeah, that's probably why.
And I run
up
hills.
Yeah, if you have a lot of Mars energy, you would definitely have to do that. Else, like I said, you would become a nympho, or you would have to argue and fuss and fight with somebody because it has to come out some kind of way. That Mars is not gonna stay pent up at all. It's not gonna stay pent up. So yeah. Do you have any more questions, caller?
No, I don't. Thanks for answering. Your responses were great.
Okay. Thank you so much, caller. Okay, guys. So we are currently actually in a major retrograde with a lot of the planets. Mars is in retrograde. Jupiter is in retrograde. Pluto is in retrograde. Now, Pluto is the planet that takes 248 years to transit around the sun. So imagine that being in retrograde. Neptune is in retrograde. Neptune takes 164 years to transit the sun. Neptune is one of the ones that is sort of like a crazy type of planet because, you know, Neptune represents our dreams and our aspirations and our visions. You know what I'm saying? So no one that we know has lived 164 years, so no one really knows that we know what's going to happen when Neptune stations direct. You know, if you understand what I'm saying, like, it's been in retrograde. Like, it'll snap out of it because it has an irregular cycle. But for the most part, Neptune has been in retrograde for 164 years. So this is one of the planets as well that's getting ready to station direct. So as I said in the podcast, you know, a lot of these planets, all of these planets, they have a specific meaning. And Neptune it will take the veil off of you, you know. It's going to remove the veil because it's our dreams, our aspirations, and what we, not only what we want in life, but it's how we view other people. Like, say, for instance, you see, like, you think you see somebody that's beautiful, or maybe that the media has made them beautiful, you know, maybe Neptune is going to strip that away. I don't know. We have to see when that comes out. But yeah, like, just like the caller said, I was shocked that she knew that that Mars was actually in retrograde, because a lot of these planets are actually in retrograde. And I wasn't even planning on, you know, talking about the retrogrades and all that. But since she brought it up, I mean, hey, I might as well just sort of like get into a little bit of it just to let you guys know what type of, you know, tones that we could be getting into as these planets, you know, start to station direct. As they start to station direct this month, actually, let me see. I think Jupiter stations direct. Let me see. I do not know this stuff off the top of my head. But I do know with my transits how they go. But as you know, Jupiter is a planet of expansion. Jupiter is wealth. Do you hear me? Jupiter is wealth. It's expansion. That's the normal keynotes of Jupiter. But Jupiter also expands everything. You know, it may be wealth on something that you're unexpected. It may be wealth and knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Versus material. It may be wealth in clothes versus money. You know, it may be wealth in friends versus money. You know what I'm saying? It's just whatever house that you have Jupiter in, that's what it's going to represent. But the major keynotes of Jupiter is wealth and abundance, and it's expansion. So when you have a Jupiter retrograde, that means you see a lot of wealth and abundance within yourself, but maybe others may not see that. You know what? They may not see that. So with Jupiter going station direct, Jupiter, by the way, Jupiter takes 12 years to transit the sun. So every 12, you can go back on your life and kind of see what happened, like every 12 years, you know, whether you were up, whether you were down, because Jupiter is another one of those that likes to teach you a lesson. So if you could go back on your life and see, like, every 12 years where you were at financially, like, were you doing good, you know, how were you doing every 12 years? You can attribute that to Jupiter. You can actually attribute that to Jupiter, because Jupiter takes 12 years to revolve around the sun, and when it makes a full circle, Jupiter is either going to drop you down some materialistic riches, or it's going to drop you down some material. It's going to drop you down some self worth or some knowledge. Or it's going to drop you down a whole bunch of friends that can help you. Like, that's what Jupiter does. So, yeah, a lot of these planets are actually stationing direct. Just like I said, this month, yeah, Jupiter goes direct. Yeah, Mars is gonna be retrograde to November 13th. So it's gonna be retrograde to November 13th. So that's all that pent up energy that you're gonna have to keep on burning off, so it won't transform into something that you're not looking forward to. You know, like the caller said, she was almost about to get into a crazy wreck. Mars energy has to come out. Unlike a lot of these, like, we sleep on a lot of, like, all these planets. Like, if you don't do anything about it, you know, it's gonna transpire in something that you never thought it would. You know, like, say for instance, you're having a major Jupiter, you're having a, like the sun. Let's put for instance the sun. The sun powers all of these planets. The sun is exactly what you think it would be. When you walk outside, you see the sun, you get happy. The sun is vitality, it's strength. You know, you love the sun. It don't matter if you're having a bad day. You can just be like, God damn, it's hot out here. It don't matter. You still love the sun, because the sun is vitality. It's strength. You know, it's beautiful. It's bright. And that's exactly what it means, exactly what you see. And that's one of the only planets. And yes, the sun is a planet. That's one of the ones that we see on our face all the time, the sun and the moon. But say, for instance, you have a Jupiter transit with the sun. This is like one of the most best transits that you can have. Jupiter is abundance. The sun is life force. So when you have these two planets come together, you're going to feel good. You might not even know why you're feeling good, and it might not even be that, because there's other planets that also make you feel good. But this particular combination right here and what they mean, you're gonna feel like on top of the world. But you might, whatever house they fall in, wherever you have in those aspects conjoined at, and whatever house they fall in, say for instance they're in your money house, which is that second house. We have 12 houses. Say for instance they're in your money house, and you had an opportunity to make some money, or you had an opportunity to meet someone, you know, but you felt so good and so much on your high horse, and you just felt like on top of the world that you didn't go out. You know what I'm saying? You didn't go out to the store. You felt so good, and all you wanted to do was just stay around the house and clean up, you know, and just be in the house and watch movies or whatever. Well, you missed that opportunity. That's where your expansion and your wealth came in at, because now you got a clean house. But had you probably went out, or maybe if you had talked to someone, or maybe if you, you know, was at the right place at the right time, because we're circuitry with each other, people. We are circuitry. We're all beings, really, even animals. We are circuitry. So when you keep your energy to yourself, obviously that's where you're going to keep it at. Nothing's going to drop through your roof, you know? So if you were to go out and make those connections on a Jupiter and Sun transit, you never know what could have came out of that. So
we miss. That's why there's astrologers, and that's why there's people who do charts. And a lot of people know about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they get their charts read, so they can know when they're having a good day, or they can know when they have these major opportunities coming. They even have transits to let you know, hey, you know, you're about to get a promotion at the job. Even if you don't get a promotion at the job, something good is going to happen with your work. You know, something's about to happen. Like all these things, when you get your chart read, they all can be looked at, and astrologers know what to look at for all these different fields. So yeah. So anyway, back to the retrogrades. Like a lot of these planets are going to be coming on direct. They were all in retrograde at the same time. That's why we had a lot of events that we had that we never ever seen before in our lives. So that's what it is, and that's why. And I don't really like to talk. I really like to stay neutral on those type of things, you know, because if you never experience it and you never know why you're having these sudden things happen to you, just like that caller said, she knew something was going on. So she went and searched for answers, and boom, she found Mars retrograde. Now, I hadn't talked to her, and I could immediately tell her, yeah, that's energy. That's pent up energy. If you don't let it out, it's going to come out some type of way. And boom, she already made the correlations on what was happening. So now that she knows about Mars, and she knows that Mars is in retrograde, and all that energy is pent up inside her, that it has to come out some kind of way, or else Mars is going to force it out. It could be anything. It don't even have to be something as big as that. You can walk outside and stumble on the steps and cut yourself real bad. This stuff is, and I'm telling you, and that's why I say I like to stay neutral, because people are like, huh? Like what? Like they don't get it. But yeah, those planets, they mean something. And they taught us about planets in the school, and they told us, you know, all these planets are there or whatever. But why are they there? Why are they there? But anyway, I am getting ready to cut this show a little short. So if anyone has any more questions, okay, yeah, I don't see anyone that has any more questions. I mean, if you have any more questions, I guess you could send a little note or something like that. But I don't think we have any more questions. So, guys, just like I said, currently asteroid Medusa is in the sign of Cancer. And basically what that means, with asteroid Medusa being in the sign of Cancer, just like I told you, Medusa is sexuality. She's overconfidence, okay? She's really like she's hiding away because of what has been done to her. She is betrayed. She is hindered, you know, and she's in the welcoming sign of Cancer that's helping, that's balancing. You know what I'm saying? That sort of has, like, you know, cancers can, you know, not all cancers. When I talk about cancer, I'm not talking about all cancers, but we all know a cancer that's self-loving and that loves people, and they're very nurturing. So with this hard transit of Medusa being there, again, it lightens things. It lightens the flow. It lightens that unworthiness. You know what I'm saying? And this could play out in something like, say for instance with the protesters, right? Say for instance with the protesters, how they're out there, you know, trying to fight for all, you know, everything that's right. The camaraderie of them coming together. You see what I'm saying? It's in loving Cancer with this crazy type asteroid that's been hurt by a war goddess, Athena, a war asteroid. She also has an asteroid that's been hurt by this war goddess, you know, but she's in this comforting Cancer thing, so they can come together and protest lightly, you know, even in this Mars retrograde. They're fighting for a cause. They're not out there fighting each other, you know? So that's an example of how a transit like that could actually play out. So with that said, you guys, you were tuned in to Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. I am Goddess Shellian.
Hello,
this show
Sheila?
Has been the Tantric Goddess.
Goddess.
For more
Goddess.
About
Hello, Goddess.
Mythology of our gods and goddesses, you can catch me on my podcast at Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio, or follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Goddess Shellian. Also, visit me at goddessshellian.com for your very own personal reading. Until next time, thank you. And I really, really thank you guys tuning in. Goodbye and have a great evening.
Another one, another one, another one. We the best music.
Music.
Major key.
Major key.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours. And it's cause I'm off of CC. And I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this dick ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that'll cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on nana, yo. Pussy on agua, yo. Stomach on flat, and yo. Ass on what's that, and yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I was never gonna chat, what we talking about? You the only one I know can fit it all in a... Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah. Double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You knew what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to
another one, another one. They don't want me to have another anthem, so I made sure I got another anthem. Best OVO, summer's ours, it always has been, don't ever play yourself, one time for Future the Prince, one time for 40, one time for Drake, yeah, another one. Bless up.
It's the realest Evo on the radio, bringing the heat from every show. She popular by demand for keeping shit really raw. From hosting the dopest artists in the View Talk Show, growing a second weekly playlist.